mundane reasons, running, rushing. But that's not what Chazal are talking about. We're talking about that which we discussed last week. Now, in the end, we have, we say in the Shir Shayom, Hui Nahageyu Al Mus. And Al Mus means above death. And Chazal tell us, what is Al Mus? Zrizis. How do you learn Zrizis is above death? What Pshat is, because if we do the proper Zrizis, so we're breaking out of the limitations of this physical world, and we're touching in to spirituality, which is the way to break past death. That's all part of the Zrizis.
Rabin, how do you do that?
You missed last week.
Yeah, I had to
figure
my way.
I'm not as fixed. I'm having a hard time. I can't go over the whole deal from last week. Well, we'll do it privately. Okay. Let us start. I mean, this is from one of the most important and basic concepts concerning Purim. Well, we have to go through this. So much to talk about in Purim. All right. Let's see if we could begin to understand.
Can I just ask a question? Sorry.
Yes, you could. besides the one you just did.
Okay. It's basically the same midah as the non-spiritual midah, except it's a different kavana. Your intention is not to just get it done quickly.
The purpose is where it's going to get you. What would be if I wouldn't have had Torah? All the things that we talked about last week.
But the Maisa, it's the same type of...
It's Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the first of all the nations to start up with you on the way out. That's how Bilam describes Amalek. But he says in prophecy, V'achariso, what's the end of Amalek? Adei Oved, he's lost. That's how Bilam describes Amalek. And Bilam, when he says over his prophecy, at the end of it, he goes through nation after nation and he gives description of what their future is. So he says about Amalek, gracious Goyim Amalek, Bachriso, what's the end of it? Adei Oved. Sefer Dahachkra, how do you understand the end of the Pasuk? Kachu Mefor, this is how you explain it. Afal Pi, Shetkufas Achus Ayomim. Even though the time period that's called the end of days, he tekufa kizu sheyesh bo tzad tikun l'umas olam, all the nations of the world will have a tikun. They're going to fix themselves up, and they're going to put themselves in a proper state, as he brings the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, the way Rashi learns that today we're the only ones who recognize Hashem. Belosilovo echod, everyone will recognize it because they will all fix their ways up. Mikomokom li amolek ein shum tikun. There's no way to fix up Amolek. Gam bitkufusachusayam. Even in the time period of the future, which is the world, is it's fixing, it's rectifying, it's coming to recognitions. Amalek has no chance. Umikivon shetkufazu shalachas hayomim. And since the time period called the future, lo yimotz shum dovet she'ena masukin, you will not find anything that's not in a good state. Arei muchach, then it's obvious and it has to be hu shetkufas achas hayomim itkufas ha'avdon la'amalek. Amalek is lost. B'zeshu Aman, that's what we say. V'achriso adeyove. The end, he's lost. She'ashachris hi'o'avdin the Amalek. Achris, the end is lost. U'mefareshu b'ksav, taimu shozeh. Why is it that Amalek is gone? Why can't he fix himself up? If all the other nations of the world can somehow fix themselves up, what's wrong with Amalek? What? The Zehu Emshech, because it's a continuation of the beginning of the Pasuk. Reishis Goyim Amalek. since Amalek was the first nation to start up, therefore, Achrisa Adehavet. Now, why? What does one got to do with the other? Vized Amalek Kureshis Goyim. That what Amalek is the beginning. Umipneki Amalek Yo Uma Arishona Shabo Lilochem Bisrael. It's the first nation to start up. Hainu Shekola Goyim Snagdim Emli Yisrael. The Nilchamim Bahem. They go against us, they fight us. Who was not the zoo, she milchemis a goyim b'Yisrael, hare Amalek hoya Rishon. Who started the whole deal? Amalek. Mefurish, eifo, therefore, b'losh na'akosav, ki mipnei zeh, the Amalek hoya Rishon l'lochem b'Yisrael, since Amalek is the first one, mipnei kach ein lo takona. There's no way to fix him up. Afilu b'tkufa achas hayomim. Areish is goyim Amalek. Achriso adei oved. Why? B'nei your rishon b'mechemes adoyim uvisnagdusa. L'chein yelo tikkun. Afilu b'zman, even in a time where you will find tikkun in the world, kol agoyim for all the nations, but not for Amalek. Now we don't know why yet. What's there in Amalek that makes it that there's no way to give tikkun? Maimer zem is parish v'shmait the zushai. Because we have to figure out what is one got to do with just because he started up first. Therefore, there's no hope for him. Like, what is one got to do with the other?
Good question. On if we were to map, an individual, a person, has within him all the components of the nation. So what part of the human body does...
Well, let's see. We're talking about a nation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why, how do you...
But an individual is the world, right? Like you can see on a deeper level. A person represents the whole world, in a certain sense. Within them. So what part of a person maps to Mali? Is it like the body?
Well, let's see. We'll see what's going on. And then, but it's really, I mean... How do you define, which part of the body defines anti-Semitism? So when you tell me that part, then we can deal with the other part.
The AIDS are a raw part.
What?
The AIDS are a raw part.
No, I don't want to tell you. I want to tell you, it's not so posh, please say. And you have to know that the Netziv wrote a kuntris about anti-Semitism. If you look, the Netziv has a pirish on Shir HaShirim. And now they put it out, and you know, when they put out the new Netziv in a very nice setting, I don't know if the shul has it, but five volumes, very, very nice. And then they put out the Shir HaShirim separately. In the back of Shir HaShirim, the Netziv wrote a whole kuntris to explain anti-Semitism. And anti-Semitism generally, without going into specifics because it's too long for the moment, but as a general statement, anti-Semitism is in a very big way put in the world by Hashem to keep us away from the Goyim. And that it's an integral part of the world till Achrus HaYomim. And even though there are people that are going to come and tell you never again, I don't know if they have prophecy or not, I don't think they had it, but they said never again. I don't know, is that a hope, a statement, what exactly? But whatever it is, right, despite all of that, I mean, we see, for example, in America, where they're working to overcome anti-Semitism, what happens? The intermarriage rate is very, very high, right? Where anti-Semitism is, the intermarriage rate is low. Where they're able to try and overcome anti-Semitism, the intermarriage rate is high. So there's a certain...
It's a blessing in disguise.
Right, certain blessing in disguise. So it's important to understand that. It's not so... Anti-Semitism is, you know, like, we're going to get rid of it. Not if it's part of the nation. Right, that's true, but, you know, the State of Israel, you know, always tell my wife that Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeichet to meet Mashiach. But that would be from the first question I got asked. Very hard to understand that. Because they're against Torah, they're closing down Torah, and yet there's a certain amount of success against all odds.
Right? There's just a lot of effort that I see put in to defend the state of Israel by and some would say it's part of the plan.
I'll show you, we discussed already that there's a Rashi. The Rashi says it very clearly. Rav Hutna used to say over that this is the last station in the Golus. And what's the last station in the Golus? That, when the Rashi says, and we learned this Rashi together, the Rashi says that, oh, when the Ummah Ha'olam come against you, hey, Mavak Shemasha B'chutz, they're only going to try and get that which looks on the outside. But when you're going to have the ones that are going to be mikem bochem from your own people, hey mevakshim amatmonius, they're going to go after the most prized possessions that you have, which is really what happens. And we see that in the state of Israel. Again, without going into all the problems, but it's a difficult setting. It's a very good. We're not discussing it, what's going on now, which people got. Both sides are 100% wrong, and the two sides got way too carried away, and they have no tolerance. I said, am I going into that? Right? And that small group of, I don't even want to call them very religious people, because I don't think, have caused a tremendous problem through the whole world. I'm going into it. It's definitely something who's a good husband. Mashiach will help us, right? And yet, right, it's the greatest place to be in the world. It's like, you know what I mean? Two opposites. Very complicated. Okay, let's go. Parash is very, very important to understand this. Parash is Mechias Amolek, Smucha L'Parash is Vayishma Yisro. The end of this week's Parash. Mocha Timcha doesn't say Mocha Timcha. Mocha Emcha Ezecha Molech. There's two things. One is you'll wipe out, and the other is I'll wipe out. This week it says in the Pasuk, Mocha Emcha Ezecha Molech. I will wipe out. In over there in Devarim it says Mocha Timcha. You should wipe out. Okay, so that. But what does it say? It's for the last, the end of the pasuk, the end of the parasha. And next week we know it says, "Vayishma Yisrael." V'amar zeh chachamim, the Medrash says, tremendous thing. Now we got to hear this clear.
Sorry, Vayishma Yisrael comes right after
next
the
week's parasha.
Right after the parasha of Amalek.
Yeah, next week's parasha. Vayishma Yisrael.
But this starts, week, Yisrael starts with Amalek, or this
no, this week ends with the real fight. Okay, of Amalek. Right. We read it on Purim.
That part, yeah.
We read it on Purim.
Thank you.
It's a very big question, Allah, how to do it, because it's only 9 psukim, and normally we have to read 10. And the Sfaradim read one pasuk over, and these Ashkenazim don't. But we're not going into it. But the end of this week's parsha,
it's the parsha of Amalek.
Amalek. Late taka, the late is hit, upesi, and the fool, ya'arim. He awakens. Late taka. Who's that? Zamolik. Pesi Ya'arim. Who's that? Zeyusu. That's the Medrash. Kloma, what does the Medrash say? Ein mapoloso shel Amolik mo'eles lo li'atzmo Amolik atzmo. Amolik's downfall will never affect Amalek. He's not going to be changed by it. We ain't to Elis. There is no purpose b'mapaloso in for him, rock only for whom l'mistakel. An outsider who sees it will learn from it. B'lo lo l'atzmo, but not for himself. B'tam dover zehu, what's the reason? But Neshama Molek, who beged there late. Bekachi Midosa. That's the mid of the late. She'ein Hatoychocha Mo'eles Lo. Rebuke won't help it. But Zarbiya, Eichon Nimtza, where do we find in the Inyan of Amolek, late sons? Where do we find it? Now, we have to understand. Let's take a very clear example, which we all would like to forget. We're sitting in 10th grade, and there's a very strict teacher, and you can't take that guy anymore. So you want to take care of the lesson, and that's it. Now you know you're going to get it. And you say that one comment that breaks down the whole lesson. Now you know you're going to get it. But it was worth it for you. Because you knocked out the whole lesson. Did you have any gain? No, you put yourself in a terrible position. But it was good because you knocked it down. That's this midah of Amalek. And that's what he was saying here. The Leitz's midah is that he's going to make fun. He's going to say, let's say even better, cheapen what's going on. Important things he'll cheapen. Even if it will bring down himself, but he brought you down also. We all had in our classes, of course, none of us, chas v'shalom, none of us. But we always had in the class some guy who had that comment, right? I wouldn't know about it now. I would still have rachmanis for my teachers, but I didn't have a chance. But anyhow, right? So what happened? And sometimes it was even in things of importance. But it didn't make a difference. You just wanted to what? Bring down. You're going to get in trouble. Didn't make a difference. That's the midah of a late. Now let's analyze it as we're going to go through it, but let's analyze it outside. What happened? Amalek attacked. Oz Nivalu, Alufe Edom. The people of Edom were taken back. Yochazemo Kurad, of the people all over are standing in trepidation of Klal Yisrael. No one's going to touch them. As the mashal is found in Rashi, the boiling hot bath. Amalek is willing to jump into the bath, knowing he's going to get scalded. But it's worth it. Because he cooled it off for everybody else now. That's the midah of elates. Now that midah doesn't have to be specifically by Amalek, but it's a midah that is of Amalek that we could have too. In fact, many svarim tell us a very important thing, that when it says Mochoi Timche Zech Amalek, it's not only the nation, but you have to wipe out the trait of Amalek in you. Right? Guy gets up after the speech on the way home and he tells his friend, that speech was the most boring speech I ever heard in my life. Now this guy thought it was a great speech. He's moving, you've got to move. Not what happened. He just ripped down the whole deal. Did he have any gain? None. Besides that, his children learned that you can, that a rav has no covet for. That's a difference. But he has no gain. That's the midah. That's the midah of Amalek. Yeah? Okay?
Can it be used for good?
Well, we're going to see that.
Like
the Gemara tells us, we're going to see, he's going to discuss it, that the Gemara tells us that there is one time that you're allowed to use leitzanis against Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
No?
What is that, specifically? Or other Yitzharas?
No. Avodah Zarah. Now we have to know why. But Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. Now, right? So then the Gemara Megillah says you're allowed to do it.
You're allowed to or you should?
Well, that's what we're going to see. Uh-huh. right? But this, you know what I mean? Let's assume for the moment, I'm not going into the halachic, let's assume Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Let's assume for the moment, a big discussion. Let's assume. So if a person says a wicked joke to knock down the value of Christianity, then that's using that trait in a way that that Gemara is discussing. Good? Let's see. Okay? Now we have to know that the Purim is an unbelievable Yom Tov. So much so that the Gemara tells us that all the other Yom Tovim are going to fade in relationship to loss of love. But Purim will not. And one of the key reasons is because Purim is a taste of what Lo'osid Lavo is going to be like. And therefore, it's the introduction for us into Lo'osid Lavo. Tremendous thing. There's no question that there's a certain feeling of Achtus that happens on Purim that's not there the day before, and surely not the day after. But there's a certain feeling. You go on the streets, you go into the shul, there's a certain feeling of a togetherness, of an achtus that's there. It's not there any other day. And that's the taste of what loss of love is going to be like. B'ilchus leitzonis shaninu. In Ilchus leitzonis we learned, Kol leitzenusa asira. Gemara says leitzenusa you can't tell. Chutz meleitzenusa davodah zarah. V'aloi boruhu. It's obvious the heter zeh leitzenus ne'emahu b'chol pratim shel tzad hara. Now it's on all things of ra. You got to understand. The vaday mutilus lotzeitz mikol mashu shel ra. You can say something derogatory about Ra, because Ra can't have a position in the world. So you're allowed to, but the Gemara just says, Leitzenusa is by what? By the Zara. We call Mokum Bechinis Ovel. Mimkein Loman Noktu Chachomim. Why did the Chachomim say, Lehete Zedavke Chech Alvodizah? He's going to tell us a tremendous yisod about life. Now let's watch. Hamafteach le'inyan zeh, the key to open this up, nimtze b'dvorav sh'Rabbeinu Yona. Allah kosuv on the pasuk. Mitzarei la'kesef v'kur la'zahav, the purifying of kesef and zahav. And here the key words, Ish lefi mahalalo. A man according to what he praises. Mahalel from the word heal. Praise. What does it mean? Lechaira pirusha kosev. It seems the pasuk is telling us. Do ish niker mitoch ofen hahilul shebnei odom mahalalo so. Now watch carefully, please. It would seem to people that the pshat in the pasuk is, how do people praise him? Right? That's what it would seem. How? What do people say about you? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said, that's not the pshat. Lo'otzi mipirzeh. Umavor. Ish lefima alo. What does that mean? Hainu mitoch ma'asho odom mahalel. What does the person feel is worthwhile praising? What's important to him? Right? You sit with a guy and he sits there and all he's talking about is eating. I just want to tell you, I went to this pizza store. Ooh, it's in the bowl. And the restaurant, you can't imagine. So then obviously, that's what he finds kosher. The guy says that. Last week, I went to an unbelievable shiur and I reviewed it and this is what he said. So then that's important to him. So then Rabbeinu Yonah is teaching me, lefi, what a person praises, lefi, what the person is discussing, there's where you're going to see who the person is. Not the way we'd appear that what people say about him, but what he says, what he discusses. Zeh l'shono sh'Rabbeinu Yonah. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Imu mishabeach ha-maisim toivim, if he praises good things, v'chachomim and v'tzadikim, teida, you should know, uvachanto, take him, ki ish tov, who he's a good man. V'shoresh ha-tzedek, and the foundations of righteousness, nimtzebo. V'im yitochin shiyesh biyodo avonis nistorim, could be that he might have some hidden. Abu me'oave tzedeku, he's from the lovers of righteousness. V'amishrabeach ma'isim gunim, guy praises terrible things. O mahalel rishoyim, you should know who Russia gomor. But he didn't do anything. How did he become the Russia gomor? So Ben Yonah says, because of what he's finding importance in. Right? You have two people sitting and they see the same story. And one guy will say, wow, look at that, it's unbelievable. Right? The guy said, Shmoneh Esrei for an hour and a half, look at that concentration. The other guy will say, what did he say, Shmoneh Esrei for an hour and a half? He said, why everybody, does that make him a big tzaddik? He's no big tzaddik. Same story. How do you praise? What do you find important? I'm shabeach megatzavet. You and shameita v'lushon azov shabeinu lo yona. Look at those words. Kaloma. Imanu boim lamida limibchan. If you want to bring a test, his piv shalodom, apov shalodom, ika sheli. To newest has batlushlo. What does he find worthwhile being subservient or a part of? Leichenu nota, where's it going? I watch it. Tenuas it is batel shalod. Novehi mikoach akores achshivas. You want to be a member in a club that you find important. So according to what you praise, according to what you want to be, who your friends are, you see who the person is. B'midah shumake b'chashivos shel iz inyan. According to how he finds things important, toled bo tenua shel iz batlos klape yosin. V'ika she'ela b'mivcha odom hu, koach akoretz hachashivos shelo, the strength of finding importance. Hey, Chenupola, where does it work? Where is it coming?
You talking? Where is that, Rabbeinu Yonah? Sorry.
It's in Shai Tshuva. If I'm not mistaken. Rabbeinu Yonah. Shai Shlishi. Os kuf mem ches. Good. Now let's go. You talking? Watch. It could be shelafaneinu shnei bnei adam, two people. Ha'echad osik b'torah b'shkida v'asmada. One guy sitting and learning. V'asheni eino klal begedez zesh osik torah. He's not. He's working. He's not sitting and learning his whole day in Kollel. He's out and working. Aval umezos motziyam onu etzel arishin tenua shel izbatlus. He finds importance to be bottled, to be subservient, to be a part of b'shoa shenichnes elav osher god. A rich guy walks in, and this guy stands up. And what happens? He will be shash and it's eight of Talmud Chacham, ain zaz mikamo. He doesn't move. Then, Ulum is there, and now you have another guy, Motziyan on the way to Hasheni, that he works part of the day and learns whatever he can. Kivshash and Nivgashin and Talmud Chacham, when the Talmud Chacham comes in, Mishtalek bo, lo, bo, Yichud shal chashivas. He relates to him with importance and covered. And why? And when a rich guy walks in, he's not so moved. Now tell me, which one is the bigger person in Ishtafi Mahalo?
The guy who praised the Talmud Chacham.
The guys who's praising Tom. I, the other guys, were learning all day. Comes up any idea, and he says, "You tell who the person is. Let's be malala." Matzav shalarishin, the situation with the first one, Rabbi Yosef Gamoa Mishal Hasheni, he's in a higher level. Mikomakam arishin, Rabbi Yosef Rochak Min HaTorah, but the first one's much further away from Torah. Me'ashe Hasheni, why? Ish lefi malala. And if the person finds important Talmidei Chachamim, Harezeh Mekarvo L'Torah, Harbi Yosef Me'ashe Gufalim Me'bili Pulishikovim. This guy's sitting and learning, but his Chashivis is in the rich fellow. And this guy is only learning part of the day, but his Chashivis is in Talmidei Chachamim. Who's bigger? Second guy. Why? And you see that when you have people, they're midlife. First guy sat in Kol. He went right away to work. Now in the midlife, nefachu, got switched around. Kiorishon, mischare talchul isasik benuro binyan ha'olam. He finds money important. He says, if I would have only spent more money, developed more time developing in business, I would be much bigger today. So he regrets that he sat and learned. Vasheni, the guy who's in business, mischare. He regrets that when he was young, he didn't sit and learn. So the second guy is much closer to Torah, Me'arishin. Apo Pisha Arishin Baki B'Shas. First guy is a Baki B'Shas, and the Sheni, and he had a klum. But who's more chashuv?
This is a good piece for Bob Bottom.
I heard this
each
so many times, and now I finally get to see it.
Koyach ba'odam hu akoyach asher ben yoyna koyroi say koyach ha'hilul. What's praised? The hilul shel ha'odam eino lebitui ba'koros achshivus shelois ha'odam. That's, you see what's important. You sit with people and they're talking certain things. That's what's choshev. And the other people, they see by what he's doing, what he's talking, how he relates to it, what's important. Right?
So that's what the person's essence is? Whatever they praise, that's who they are?
That's who they got. Could it be that it changes? Maybe. But the moment, that's how it is.
Question. So does that explain how a big Russia could merit a world to come if
If he's a Russia, it's a different story. The only thing is that he did something. Can we go right? Ay, ay, ay. We didn't get into it yet. Really should do that. So much we have to do for the year. Next one is this mamash. We're going to have to skip around. Just so we should get the taste of what Purim's all about. This in you. We have to put your Purim. That's all. I have no choice.